So there is only one UTS review every year, and for the first time ever, UTS presents Queer Review, A Queer Is Born. So opening this week, A Queer Is Born will be the first of its kind, hosted by UTS Comedy Review and Performance Society. And I am joined by Lucille McKellar, who is the co-director of the show, to tell me a little bit more about it. Good morning, Lucille.
Hey, Nicole. How are you?
Good, thank you. So can you tell us a little bit about what a review is? Because I feel as though there's quite a few people who don't necessarily understand the concept.
Yeah, no, for sure. Every time I'm like, I'm doing a review, they're like, a review of what?
Exactly.
It's spelled R-E-V-U-E, and basically it's a sketch comedy show. That's usually how I describe it to people. So there's parody songs, sketches just on like live, you know, different topics, things like that. Sometimes it can be like a little political. Our one isn't too political, but and yeah, usually has theme. So our theme this year is A Queer Is Born, and is basically our one has a bit more of an overarching narrative, I guess, than other reviews I've been involved in, which is fun. But yeah, that's basically just like different sketch comedy is a review.
So can you tell me a little bit about the theme and why you selected that theme?
Well, it is a play on A Star Is Born, which is the movie that came out last year with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, as many of you are aware.
Or should know.
Yes, should definitely know that. And yeah, so it's a play on that because I think Jack and I just sort of love the movie. It was just such a like campy experience, and like in rehearsals, in early rehearsals, like all the cast and us would just like sing Shallow, and like, you know, it sort of just became a bit of like the experience. And then we were like, A Queer Is Born is so funny because it's just like plays in the movie, but also because it is the first queer review at UTS. It's sort of like, you know, A Queer Review Is Born, and sort of like the beginning of a new era, I guess. So yeah, that's sort of why we chose it.
So, yeah, as you mentioned, this is the first queer review ever. How did this come about, and was that a difficult process?
Well, not really. So there's last year was the first ever women's review at UTS, and so it's kind of like at the beginning of this year, the beginning of last year, UTS started with at the beginning of each year, there'll be an identity review. So that last year it was women's, this year it's queer review. And Jack, who's my other director, he sort of came to me and was like, I want to do queer review. Do you want to do it with me? And then I said yes. And we went forward. And Ruby Tees, who is this incredible woman, who was the president of Comedy Review and Performance Society last year, and basically was completely supportive of getting us on board. And it was a pretty quick process. Like, we got the green light for it in like October or November last year. And then we had auditions 2 or 3 weeks later. And then we've pretty much been rehearsing 3 times a week since January. So pretty fast, but and intense, but it's been a lot of fun.
And if the show opens this week, it's Thursday, Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
If there was like a really short description that you could say right now that would help kind of bring the show to life and convince people to come, what would that be?
Wow, pressure's on.
That's a hard question, I'm sorry.
I think just like it's a lot of fun, and it's kind of like, if you've seen reviews, I feel like there's always a sort of formula, and I feel like we've tried our hardest to subvert that and just make it really fresh and like utilize, I guess, the humor of, I guess, people in their late teens, early 20s, and kind of that very niche internet humor in an accessible way, or we've tried to make it accessible. But I think it's very unique sense of humor and sort of like jokes, I think, that you think about a lot but don't really like register, if that makes sense. So like things you notice in life that you're kind of like, oh yeah, that's weird. But yeah, so I guess that wasn't really concise, but I guess
it was good though.
I guess in a concise way, hilarious, fun, and very gay.
Wonderful.
But in an accessible way.
Okay. Well, I'll be there on Friday night, so I'll see you there. Thank you so much for joining me.
No worries. Oh, it is at the Lenleys Theatre at Darling Harbour, by the way, everyone listening.